QAnon's Classic Hit Station, 97.7 The Wolf. It is 25 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Susie Landers joins me from City of Houghton. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning, good morning.
We have to celebrate today. Today is Michigan Wine Day.
Well, so what do you need to know?
Well, I'm going to trot out my favorite Michigan wine,
yes,
which is... Our roads are awful. I'm in a pothole and the bridges are falling down.
You did that wonderfully. I can't top it. You win.
It is the current Michigan wine of choice.
Wonderful.
It's the old Dutch wine, too.
Oh, that's
from my family.
That's you, yes.
Yeah, that's a... My wooden shoes are too tight. They're chafing me.
So you've got the wine from all around the world then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm an international wine guy.
You're amazing.
I can wine in several languages.
Oh, well, I'm not going to whine about the weather today, nor am I going to whine that we have a great guest in the studio today, and, you know, exciting that we have another new business opening in downtown Houghton. So
yeah,
there's nothing to whine about
that. Brian Foreman is here. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, sir.
Good to have you in the studio. Tell me about your business.
Well, it came about quite simply. I watched a documentary called A Dollar a Day, and it was these college students that went to, I want to say, Guatemala to live for a dollar a day. And they found that a lot of the locals made small crafts, things of that nature, and they're called fair trade. So the idea was, okay, a fair trade store. So I would say 50% of the store, it's a gift store called Wicked and Wise. It'll be 413 Sheldon Avenue. Fair trade is products from around the world, clothing, small little knickknacks. My favorite thing is called a worry doll. It's a tiny little, about 2-inch tall doll that you tell your worries to and you tuck it under your pillow at night and then you wake up and your worries are gone. So it's just really creative and colorful things. And I found a great location.
That means people sneak into your room at night and take them.
They steal your worries.
This is kind of creepy, Brian. Well, and the fair trade concept, of course, also carries the connotation that these products were made by these small people individually. They're not the products of sweatshops,
exactly,
child laborers, things, exactly, in China, that kind of thing. These are people who are making their own livings, and they get compensated, mm-hmm, fairly for the work that they have done and the products they produce.
And again, they're not out to make a huge profit on what they make. They want to share their trade. Like some of, I have... pop can earrings. Basically, they're made out of little recycled Coke cans where you see the UPC label, or just a little part of the red is on the earring. Things of that nature where, you know, they'll get a few dollars, but in their economy, that's what they live on. So again, it's all adults doing the trade. So it's not, like you said, child labor or anything of that. But it's just, I like it because of the color. You know, so much so that I painted an entire wall of the store bright, bright red to really reflect the clothing choices are really bright colored. And I don't know, it's a cheerful, and like I said, watching the documentary, you really felt for them that they were just thrilled when they had a day where they made $10 a day, you know, versus they were, the average, you know, living wage is a dollar a day. So it was,
yeah,
really interesting, and I wanted something that made me feel good, and something I know we didn't have in this area, because I traveled 4 years ago. I did a tour of the state, and the main location, Ann Arbor, Lansing, East Lansing, a lot of little fair trade stores. Nothing north of the bridge, though. So.
Yeah, and fair trade is really a win-win, because you make a purchase at a good price. You get a wonderful product, very unique, artistic to some degree. And the people on the other end are getting a legitimate compensation for it.
They are, and they're getting notoriety, too, so that more people are traveling then to these villages to buy directly, so that's increasing their local economy. And it's, like you said, it's really a win-win. And then the other half of the store is just traditional gifts. I have a strange interest in scented soap, so I have 25 different scented soaps, and we're hoping to grow that to 50 by the time we're rolling. And that's more of your traditional gift fare, so those who,
okay,
come in and are a little leery of buying something that they don't know where and why it was made, they can come in and get normal things too. Soaps, and we'll be adding candies and coffees here shortly as well. So, and the biggest thing I've gotten comments on is have soup mixes that are all gluten-free, which seems to be the big catch these days.
Oh, yeah. I have a niece who has to be gluten-free, and she gets into that kind of thing. So are you open now, or will you be opening soon? What's the status?
Opening tomorrow.
Oh.
Isn't that exciting?
It's timely.
It's timely. And then that'll be what are considered our soft opening, and then a grand opening right around the graduation time for both Finlandia and Michigan Tech. So that gives me about 30 days.
Right. I think
30 days to really fill everything up, and then with the help of Downtown Houghton, we'll be sprucing up the front of the store this summer as well. So
now, how do you arrange to get these fair trade items? I mean, you obviously can't have contact with every small village in Central America.
Well, what you do is what I did about four years ago. I did a tour of the state, and I stopped in every single one I could find, and I just talked to the owners, and they were more than happy to share business cards and contacts from all these businesses and how to weed out the bad ones online that really weren't official, you know, with the fair trade seal of approval, basically. And so I joined the fair trade network, and now they find me. But that was the initial step, was just going in different stores and saying, hey, you know, do you have a card for this? Do you have a contact? And things I really like, other items as well, I just buy them and then go home and contact the company directly.
Okay. So you mentioned the street address, but put that in a little context for somebody who's walking through downtown Houghton. What are you next to or across from?
I could be a traditional youper and mention what used to be there, but I won't do that.
No, you have to.
No, we can do that.
It used to be the Windigo gift shop.
There you go.
So it's directly across from Pizza Work and Kitty Corner from the KBC. So it's perfect. And then you have...
Oh, yeah, you're right downtown then.
Then you have the bike shop there.
You have
the
Rhythm.
Corner. Rhythm right on the corner
so
across
it's a busy,
the street.
It's a great
next
location.
To Dalatala Law, I believe, yes, is what I'm right next is. To.
Yeah, so and if you're thinking
and the
about...
the barbershop. There, we got them all in.
Blue Iris, there we go. Okay, everyone got there.
And if you're thinking, because you know there is a gift-giving time coming up still, if you're going to be opening tomorrow, if you want to stuff some Easter eggs
exactly.
for the kids, opportunity to stop by and meet Brian and get some of these gifts. We've got graduations coming up and other things like that where small, modest gifts are required. Sounds like you'd be perfect.
Brian, what are your hours going to be?
Closed on Sundays. Monday is a little shorter day, 11 to 5, then 10 to 6 Tuesday through Friday, and 10 to 4 on Saturday.
Okay, good. I like hearing those a little bit later in the evening hours. I mean, it's great because our foot traffic has increased so much downtown that the businesses are starting to change that. Before, it was always 9 to 5, 9 to 5, except our one exception at the end of the street, which is Surplus, who, you know, they're open 7 days and go in there anytime. They're open. I mean, there's people in there, you know.
Well, I think it's better, too, because we have such long summer nights that it's not as painful to leave at 6. You still have 4 or 5 hours to yourself in the evening.
Correct. And, you know, as a previous business owner downtown, I can tell you that movement didn't really start until late morning. So you don't have to be open that early. I know someone told me the reason we opened that early just so we can meet the UPS guy. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, you know, it's better to be open in the evening because how can people shop when they're at work?
Sure. And so a great opportunity to stop on the way home from work, for example, to stop.
Right.
And you've got enough time to do that. And if you forgot your wife's anniversary or something like that, you can get something nice from your store. What's it called again?
Wicked and Wise.
Wicked and Wise. What's the wicked part?
The wicked part is that I would say 80% of the store is geared towards wives, mothers, females of all sorts. But then the 20% is knives, lighters. And then my hobby is a Renaissance fair, so there'll be a sword or a helmet here and there, just for some weird, interesting things as
okay.
well.
Okay. Okay.
Sounds like the wise portion is books, and then just that you're doing a service by purchasing the fair trade items. So.
Why did you decide to locate downtown in Houghton?
Because I wanted to be where there was people.
okay.
Foot traffic is important, and then I also like the fact, I've built a good relationship with Pizza Works across the street where they're going to advertise on their pizza boxes for me. I just had to provide a flyer for them. And they bring food over to me. You know, you have other businesses downtown that will deliver the food to you just because you're there. So it was convenience, too. I mean, everything's there, you know, except for free parking. But hey, we'll work on that.
Hey, we do have some – hey, wait a minute now. We have a lot of free parking.
For all day.
for all day. Well, this that goes back to his whining about the potholes.
Exactly.
You've got to have the money.
The wine day.
That's right. but also, you know, I want to mention, too, when you mentioned all the things going on downtown. For example, I want to put a little shout out to Good Times Music, who has now started having free music in the store every Saturday starting, I think it's at 2 o'clock.
Oh, I knew he was going to. He told me he was going to do that.
And it's wonderful. And that's exactly the kind of vibe that we're looking for in downtown Houghton. So between all the extra foot traffic, you know, new stores like Brian's that bring a whole different flavor to the street, we have a lot of students that don't have vehicles, you know, that are coming to the university. Yeah. They're not bringing, they are used to living in cities and towns where you have transportation and you walk. So this is perfect. This is exactly what we wanted.
I got to check. I hate to go into Good Times Music.
Because you come out a little
bit. I always buy something.
So stop in to see Bruce and Kristen and the gang on Saturdays. And I think, too, coming up, he is talking about once a month having a little, like a house show in the evenings, like at 7. Because they're open till 7.
Yeah.
So right after that. So it's going to be a lot of... artists doing, you know, their own music. So that'll be fun.
And it's great that he advertises where everyone is playing all week long, too.
I mean,
having that out front is nice because you leave, you're tired, you look at the board and say, oh, I could go here or there and listen to this tonight. So yeah.
It's nice. A really strong community downtown. And it's great because now we have another place to go. Because you know how many times I'm running last minute because I didn't get a card or a gift?
You?
Me, I'm running. You, I'm last sprinting. Minute? I'm sprinting constantly.
I'm stunned. Shocked, I tell you.
I have good intentions.
I never get things done on time.
No, I get things done on time. Never late. But anyway, yeah, so we're really excited to have Brian and looking forward to a couple, you know, other changes coming on Sheldon this summer. And actually, if anyone noticed, too, the old store from Kiwanis Gem and Gift went down yesterday.
Did it?
Yes. So that's a big sign of things are changing and we're growing and...
Yeah, because they've got a nice new building there.
They do. They do.
Looks great.
And that's turning into Walgreens, is it better?
Yes.
The old spot?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
So there we go.
There we go.
All is good.
And if you're interested in getting involved with the city of Houghton, particularly from a business level, Susie, how do folks get in touch with you?
Please give me a call at 906-370-3110, or you can reach me by email at susie@thecityofhoughton.com.
Very good, and we'll talk again next week.
Looking forward to it.
And our look at what's going on in the city of Houghton, brought to you by the city of Houghton, here on Keweenaw's Classic Hits 90. Oh, and thank you, Brian, for coming in. I didn't mean to leave you out there, Brian Foreman. Thanks for coming by. Keweenaw's Classic Hits 97.7 The Wolf.